This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And talk at talklouisiana.org is our email address. Signature support comes from First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan. And we lead off with Glenn Gilbo, sports writer, beat writer for LSU, for the USA Today Network, and Tiger Rag columnist. And good morning, Glenn.
Good morning. God bless you.
Well, thank you. You got me choked up here to start the show. But obviously, we're here to talk with Glenn about a few different matters. But one of the reports that is a searing indictment of the LSU football team is on the front page of The Advocate today. Headline report, LSU mishandled misconduct claims against students. USA Today finds officials failed to notify Title IX office of or police as required. These are in large part sexual misconduct allegations against several football players. And Glenn follows this story, and it was his employer which broke the story in the pages of USA Today, first online and now in the print issue. And Glenn, is there anything to this? What do you think?
Well, that story has everything. I mean, it's comprehensive. It's exhaustive. They have text messages from LSU officials. They have interviews with named women who are accusers of the LSU football players in some cases, which usually, you know, the women stay unnamed in those type of stories. They're named, and there's videos embedded in the story. So it's a really, I would say, just a masterful piece of journalism, because they just have so much in it, and it's you know, it's not anecdotal and gossipy. It's pretty straightforward factual.
Well, the story in today's Advocate, which is front page, as in the front page, and by the way, before we talk about the story from Brooks Cabina, what about the Advocate combining the Metro section with the sports section, Glenn? Did you find your sports section this morning?
You know, I brought the paper in this morning, and I told Michelle, somebody went in and took our sports section, because I didn't see it. You know, usually I hit front, then Metro. I didn't realize it was embedded in the Metro section. You know, the Advocate, I mean, I used to work there. It's been 15 years, but it's one of the best remaining print newspapers in the country. I mean, it was always one of the largest volume-wise, but they're still clinging, which I admire, to the print, because so many papers just blow print off. Mm-hmm. But I didn't like that. You know, I think sports, especially in a town like this and on a day like this, should have a special its own section, even if it is just four pages. But hey, it's still a good paper.
It is indeed. Now, Drew Brees is also on the front page, and we'll talk about that a bit. But LSU mishandled misconduct claims, and it starts the LSU mishandled sexual misconduct complaints against students, including top athletes. According to this investigation by USA Today, the investigation claims school administrators and athletic department officials repeatedly ignored complaints against abusers, denied victims their requests for protections, and subjected them to further harm by known perpetrators. So it is serious business. It's something not to make light of. And this is something, some would say, this happens everywhere. That's often what we hear when recruiting issues come up. But this isn't something that happens everywhere. And we saw many years ago at Baylor, the school president, ironically Ken Starr, lost his job because of something like this. Do you think it's just a matter of time that heads will roll at LSU, or is this something that will go away in the blink of an eye?
Well, I think heads should roll at LSU. There's seven LSU officials who knew about some of these charges and ignored them or kind of brushed them under the rug and didn't react properly, and in some cases broke laws. You know, there's a quote in there from a Temple official who studies such cases, and she compares LSU to Baylor and Michigan State and Penn State that had issues with sexual charges, you know, the NCAA got involved, and heads did roll.
At Penn State, it was one guy, Jerry Sandusky,
right.
But nonetheless.
But many involved.
For many, many years.
Many enablers. Yeah. Many enablers, though. That's the thing. LSU's enabling these student-athletes and other non-athletes that the story also gets into, just a fraternity member, non-athlete, who was accused of sexual violence. But, you know, there's a culture that predates, say, Coach Orgeron and other people at the school, that it's just a culture of covering up that needs to change at LSU.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach O became the head coach in 2016. Do any of these predate his hiring?
The recruitment of, say, Drake Davis and Darius Geis and their signings either definitely predate Coach O being a head coach. Now, he was an assistant coach right before Geis signed. But, you know, and I pointed this out on Twitter yesterday, you know, the only issue I have with the story is they should have tried to get a comment from Les Miles, because he knew Darius Geis very well, as well as Drake Davis. They signed under him. And plus, Les is no longer at LSU, so he may talk. You know, it's good to talk to guys who used to be at a school sometimes. You know, I doubt if he would have, but it would have been worth a try. And I asked Coach O if some of the culture predates him yesterday on his teleconference, and he said he didn't want to talk about it, but he said it was a good question.
Well, I think that's a yes without a yes, but there are some big names. You mentioned Darius Geis, who's obviously a big part of this story, but one of the names that has come up, Grant Delpit, All-America safety, accused of recording a woman during sex without her knowledge and then sharing the video with others. Not good.
And Jacob Phillips, also on the championship team, accused of rape. And, you know, this is the first we've heard of that. And what the story points out is that players like Geis, Delpit, Phillips were not disciplined. Mm-hmm. And I've written about this before, and I'm writing about it today. LSU has gotten rid of players with some of these allegations, but it's players who don't play. Peter Parrish, a reserve quarterback, mm-hmm. he was shipped out last year, suspended for a year, and then he transferred, okay, for really very similar things to what Geis did. But Geis didn't get suspended, you know. Neither did Delpit or Phillips. And really, eventually, Drake Davis was also kicked off the team by Coach Orgeron, probably maybe a year later than he should have. But also, Drake Davis was not playing. He was a big-time prospect, but he never really developed at LSU. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like LSU shows good discipline unless you're a good player.
Well, you're saying some damning things, Glenn. And of course, this is Glenn's opinion, but it is an educated opinion from one who has covered the beat for a long, long time.
And those comments have been published already, too.
All right. 877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. A listener, Beth, we like it when ladies send emails, and we need to get more female involvement on our show. But Beth, downtown, asks about Scott Woodward, the athletic director. It would seem these allegations do predate his hiring, and she says he has a major hornet's nest with the football scandal, if you will, and the basketball allegations against the coach Will Wade. So what about Scott Woodward?
Well, I'm surprised Woodward has not made a statement on this. But, you know, I think that is a positive for LSU, the fact that Scott Woodward is – all this pretty much did predate him. He's only been here less than 2 years, right? So he can put a fresh face and a fresh look at this, and he's a really smart guy, and he knows how to handle things like this, I would think. So he needs to actively – change the culture in that athletic department of covering things up, and he may need to move some people around or fire some people.
And the football team, which was a world beater last year, may have been the best team in the history of college football, is 2-3 now and going to Arkansas. LSU went 15-0 last year. Arkansas was 2-10, and Arkansas and LSU are considered to be an even matchup in Fayetteville Saturday. What does that say about where the program is going, and is there a possibility LSU could come back from Fayetteville empty-handed? What do you think?
Well, Arkansas has improved a lot. I mean, they were terrible the previous three seasons, and they hired a new coach whose name escapes me.
Sam Pittman.
Sam Pittman, right. He's done a really good job. I mean, Arkansas got robbed against Auburn. They should have won that game. And they're a tough team. And that's going to be a tough game for LSU. LSU, I think, is a 1 or 2 point underdog.
It's moved to a picket. So yeah. the money is going toward LSU.
And it's at Fayetteville, you know. All right. It's going to be tough.
John in Sherwood. John, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
Hey, I was wondering if you've uncovered any of the technicalities that LSU has been using to avoid reporting things under the Clery Act.
All right.
The Clery Act is mentioned in that USA Today piece. It's a long one, but I suggest you read it. But yeah, that's the crux of the story is how they're avoiding laws.
Okay, 877-217-5757. We'll spend a bit more time with Glenn Gilbo, and then we're scheduled to check in with State Representative Ted James. Back in 90 seconds. This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. Glenn Gilbo is with us, and we'll spend a bit more time with the USA Today beat writer for LSU, who's a columnist for Tiger Rag, of which yours truly is the proprietor. And he came to LSU in 1983 after graduating from the University of Missouri. He is a native of New Orleans, Rummel High School, and Glenn Gilbo has covered LSU off and on now for 37 years. And going back to the Jerry Stovall years, we'd have to count the coaches, but there have been a few who have been with Glenn Gilbo. And one of the guys who liked him a lot, and he doesn't like a lot of people, is Nick Saban. What was the deal between you and Saban? You kind of had a man crush on each other.
Come on. Nick Saban, actually, it's a little known fact. He likes print reporters. He's kind of old school. He liked Carl Dubois, myself, Scooter. He liked his beat guys with the Dolphins and at Michigan State. You know, he's a rascal. He's tough to get along with at times, but Nick was always pretty accurate when he spoke to you, and there wasn't a lot of BS. That's what I liked about him, and still do.
All right. 877-217-5757. Miriam on Government Street. Miriam, you're on Talk Louisiana. Good morning to you.
The old case in Penn State, because I've been a Lion fan since I was a kid, Coach Paterno reported the goings-on, and he was told that they would take care of it. And then a couple years later, he's charged with it. So I was unhappy with that because he did what he was told to do at the time, and that was the thing at that point. And the other thing is I think because these football players are paid through their scholarships and whatever, that they should be considered employees of LSU, and they should take the mandatory sexual training, sexual harassment, and I know the 1 year when I was at LSU that they had us do a Title X training.
All right. Thank you, Miriam. Glenn?
Actually, there is a lot of training for the athletes and programs and awareness classes for them. But, you know, maybe there needs to be more. I know there was one quote in the story last August by USA Today about one of the women accusing Darius Geis of rape. She said it was like he didn't know what he was doing was wrong, you know. So that goes to just education and awareness, you know, that some young kids miss that they need to get either from their parents or at school about how to treat women. And what's wrong? So there probably needs to be more of that. But I know there is some because I've heard of people talking to the athletes and coming by and having actual classes. So some of that goes on. Now, your point about Joe Paterno, Coach Paterno, I think what he did some of the minimum reporting, but as powerful a guy as Joe Paterno was at Penn State. I mean, he could have got the governor on the phone. He could have got the president on the phone. He should have taken more action to end that. But I think he kind of looked the other way. He probably didn't know how much was going on, and he just wanted to coach football. And I think that was a mistake.
877-217-5757 or on talk at talklouisiana.org. And Anytime we're talking about sexual assault, it's serious allegations. And these ladies, as you mentioned, in many cases have their names that have been out there for the world to see. Victims usually do not have that.
And video.
For good reason. And in some cases, it's a compelling case. But the question will be, who is culpable? And right now, you would expect there to be some heads to roll, but where does it go? Does it go to administration? Does it go to the coaching staff? Does it go to the leaders of the university? We shall see. But we have right now uncertainty at LSU as far as who's going to lead the university. And the football team, which was a world beater, think about that, Glenn. It was just 10 months and 4 days ago that the world was the oyster for Ed Orgeron. 10 months and 4 days ago, 42-25, 15-0 season, victory over Clemson. And before they got to the locker room, there was a scandal with Odell Beckham handing out cash to the players. And then less than a month later, we find out that the coach and his wife are getting divorced. And now there are these photos on the website of the coach apparently in bed with his new girlfriend. What do you make of Coach O right now?
Well, the Odell Beckham thing, LSU should not be blamed for that. I mean, that's a former player several years removed. I don't see why that's in the NCAA investigation. Coach Orgeron was married for a long time to Kelly. That's his business. Most of the real newspaper and media outlets have not done anything on that. He is divorced or going through a divorce. So
Wait a minute. She was on the sideline for every game. If you're going to be that public.
Oh, well, I wrote a story about the divorce.
Then
I wrote
one story. It's news when he gets divorced.
Right. Well, and I wrote a story about the divorce, but I haven't written anything about it since, is what I was saying.
You haven't written anything about his new girlfriend, a lady
no.
who's been identified as Bailey Lauderdale.
Well,
Glenn's
no.
not out there trying to find Bailey.
I mean, I don't. John Brady was single at times when he was LSU's basketball coach. I didn't write about his girlfriend.
The football coach at LSU, when he is successful, and Coach O's been more successful than any coach ever for one season, he becomes the most prominent person in the state
sure,
of Louisiana.
But I'm not writing about his girlfriend or his date. Okay?
Well, would you write about it if you were covering the Capitol and Governor Edwards got a divorce and had a new girlfriend and was shot in bed
the
with
divorce.
His girlfriend?
I would write about the divorce. Now it is different with politics. That might be
why
different. I don't know. I don't know that historically, you know, politicians and actors and actresses. Those type of stories are written. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but a football coach, I see that as a different level of celebrity than actor, politician.
Really? Really? In Baton Rouge, Louisiana?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Patrick in Innisfail Estates. Patrick, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana.
Hey, why isn't the police involved? I mean, it doesn't sound like this should be an issue for LSU. If someone is raping someone or touching them inappropriately, why aren't the police just called? I mean, it's just a simple police matter. Why?
All right.
Well, that's a good question. But, you know, universities all across the country are kind of their own little world, and they have their own police force, and the police were involved in these cases. But it's almost like they were in on it, too. But, you know, also they weren't given everything by the LSU officials. That's one of the things the story points out. In fact, Miriam Seeger was one of the few LSU officials who actually brought one of the victims who was saying she, you know, one of the accusers brought her to the police department. And Miriam also called the police on some other occasions. So she was one of the, and Jonathan Sanders also took some action. He's in the Title IX office. So they finally took some action. But you're right. Often these victims, they don't go right to the police because they're scared and they want privacy. So they go to their school officials and they expect their school officials to take care of things and help them. But that's where LSU didn't do it. And I would advise LSU students, if this happens in the future, to go directly to the police or go to some of these other agencies in town that help women who have been you know, victims of violence. I would bypass LSU, judging from their behavior portrayed in this story.
Let's go to Dan downtown. Dan, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Hi, Dan.
Hi. Yeah, is it too much of a stretch to connect the dots of favoritism for athletes and the well-connected, leading to the election of an inarticulate ex-Auburn coach to the U.S. Senate?
All right. We're talking about Tommy Tuberville, who did not know, as is last week, the three branches of government. He's just been elected to the U.S. Senate. He said it was the House, the Senate, and the presidency. Those were the three branches that Coach Tuberville gave.
Are you sure Trump knows the branches of government?
I think he does.
I think we must have forgotten.
And that's not necessarily a compliment to be compared to Donald John Trump when it comes to knowledge of government. But Tuberville also didn't know that Al Gore was never president-elect. And he said that we fought World War II over socialism. 0-3 for Coach Tuberville. He needs to go to Senate training camp. Thanks, Glenn Gilbo.
Well, Gore should have been president if they counted the votes right.